Namaste. So during this phase, the pandemic phase, lot of changes people are experiencing, and one of them is in the field of education. But there is a question related to that, but there is a larger question also about how to get children interested in their studies, in their education. This is a question which people are raising. Pandemic is a special situation, and if you look at it from the deeper perspective, life must flow. To lock it and damn it inside a room in the name of safety is actually harming life. It becomes like a pond. You don't grow. You need life experiences to grow. So there are some crucial ages when children must go and engage with life. They must make their own share of mistakes, if you want to call it mistakes. And through all that they learn and grow. To damn it inside, talk about all through the internet. Nothing wrong with internet, but under whatever pretext, that's not the way education must follow. But yet, if one has to do it, then the best way is not like transposing classroom onto the digital platform. It's a different platform which brings different possibilities. So what do you do when you have this kind of a education, digital education? If you have to pick up the same book and tell the same lesson the way you would do in the classroom, then actually you are not using the possibility to its fullest. Digital studies, because digital world is a vast world, so it's best done through projects where you pick up any subject. More than the subject, you take up some origins. One of the things which is missing in today's children is original thinking. So everything is kitab and what is called as ratta. What is ratta? Ratta is rote memory. Strange word, is very similar. Rote memory. Little bit understanding is used. Children should, actually ideal is where children pick up a subject which they want to learn. Give them time to reflect, stand and stare, since time is there. And let them pick up. They may say that we want to understand about geography, or what aspect of geography? I want to understand space. No, space is only in 11th class. No, let them explore space. But how to explore space? Then take space from the outer material space to inner spaces. Till they understand about space, and then connect everything else from the point of view of space. That is how Vedantic education was. Where from every angle you entered into the consciousness of the one which manifests in everything. In every geography there is a history. Have you seen all civilizations prospering around river? Ganga, Saraswati, Nile, Godavari, Krishna. So in every geography, mountain, tribes are different. There is a psychology. Wars, plains, mountains, passes. Everywhere you will see that there is interconnectedness. The moment you bring in war, there is science, there is art, politics, education. Everything is interconnected. This way of teaching education in disjointed manner, those days are gone. Now what you will read, bachcho, history. Open your history books. This is not the way education should be. Education should be an education connected with life. Pick up a subject. Bring everything into it. In life, you pick up any incidence of life. You see, you have mathematics, you have science, you have art. Take any incidence that a child started from home, had a breakfast in hurry. You can ask, aaj kya hua tumhare ghar mein? Are, I was in a hurry, I had this breakfast, and then, you know, I forgot this thing, fell down a little, got up, mommy. Just this incident. Now try to understand this incident. You'll bring everything into it. You can bring in it consciousness. That's the most important thing of education, is to awaken consciousness. And one of the best example, and children will engage in it. It's our limitation. Children are actually moving faster than our system. So they are not interested, because actually in their heart they feel, what is the teacher blabbering? And I'll give you one example which I have used several times. But I just love this example. Ask a children, what did you have today? Idli. Okay? So how is idli made? then you will see 5-6 because they are connected with life. No, children are very interested. Oh, idli aise banta hai, mera mummy aise banati. Start from there, from near to the far. Don't suddenly bring it. Today we'll talk about Battle of Plassey. Child has no clue what happened in Plassey. He will say, sir, he will read it. But look at that disconnectedness. Today we'll read about when was Battle of Plassey fought, 1867. All of us have remembered. Maybe I am wrong. I don't remember. Randomly I am saying this. But look at the absurdity of the whole thing. So, start with idli. Idli kaise bana? Idli rice se bana. Achha. Rice kahan se aya? Market se aya. Okay? So, what is the rate of the rice? Now you see, I have entered commerce. Now you have entered a world of commerce. Okay, market, little bit, they understand about market now. Okay, how did it come into the market deeper? Oh, from the fields. Now suddenly you see other group of fields, paddy fields, because they are more interested. Now they're getting engaged, paddy fields. Because this is something they know, it's not like Marx and all this. So, okay, paddy fields, may what happens? Now they are learning about life, that there are seasons, he's learning psychology, that you have to prepare the soil, you have to sow it. You don't have to teach a word about spirituality, but you are teaching spirituality. You are teaching that there is a time for everything, there is a time to till the soil. Shivindu used the word Arya, that who is an Arya? He is a farmer. How? Because he tills his soil. Because seed of the divine consciousness are buried there. So how is the seed tilled? And you can take it from that tangent again further. How do you till the soil with this? Okay, take it like this is also a little bit matter. How do you till this soil? With exercise, with imprints. So through farming, you can explain the entire spiritual thing through farming. When the seed is small. Now, normally what do we tell the child? Don't do this. Why? Why? Because I am authority. The days of authority are over. Mother said, tell the ego your days are over. If you tell a child on authority, child will not accept. He wants a reason. Now you speak reason. You say, no, this is bad, this is good. Child doesn't have that concept. Start from an image near to the far. So what is that image? Paddy field image is a good image. Now when the paddy is growing, what do? You have to protect it. Protect it from whom? Animals may come and eat. Birds will eat it. So what do? You put a scarecrow. What is the scarecrow doing? It is actually helping the paddy to arrive at its fullness. Or you put a fence. Or you watch over it. Now this is something which will get imprinted into the child. Oh, if I have to develop my paddy to the utmost. See, this is how these books like Winnie the Pooh, all these are written in that way, no? Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Riding. Through everything you can teach. Okay, you came in motorcycle, tell me about motorcycle. You can teach a whole understanding of things based on just riding a cycle. Do we take a class on cycle riding? No, we don't take. It's a different subject. That's not how it is. So, paddy. Then, okay. That's up. So many things you can enter into this, okay? Everything that goes into the coming up of rice from the... So what all has gone into it? So the farmer has gone, the soil is there, you have to enrich the soil. Is there something else? Okay, water. Then air. It needs space to grow. Yes, space. What else? Sunlight. Warmth. What are you teaching them? 5 elements which form the whole creation. From there you can teach them about diseases. How? Supposing sunlight is too intense, what will happen? It will burn away. Supposing it is too mild, it will not grow. If there is too much water, the paddy will be drowned. If there is too less water, it will not grow. What are you teaching? The tridhatu, the imbalance which leads to illnesses. But supposing you teach the same thing, today we'll talk about Ayurvedic concept of illness. First of all, remember, there are 5 elements, there are 3 dhatus. Ab bachcha bola hai, dhatu kya hai? So he is not interested. So we have to make the subject interesting, and we make the subject interesting by making it living and real to the child's consciousness. And Sri Aurobindo gave this wonderful clue, from the near to the far. What they already know to that which you want to take them, you have to take them step by step. That's why moral education, the way it is taught, moral science, is the most absurd way. You suddenly, today, now we'll read moral science, make a column, this is good, this is bad. In real life, it is not good and bad. Everything is mixed. Ask any adult, is it as simple as that? That this is good, and can you put life in that column? Life denies that. It brings good out of evil, life. And it turns sometimes what you think is good, a virtue, into a defeat and a bondage. That's Mahabharata, no? The virtue of Karna, the virtue of Bhishma, was a bondage and a jail. So real life education should be connected with life from near to far. Another thing very beautifully Sri Aurobindo has said, and that is, nothing can be taught. Meaning thereby what? One is, the teacher comes, does the talking, or points to a book where child reads from the book. That day is gone. Neither of them is education. What is education? Question-answer format, like the Vedic period, through which a child brings out from within himself new ideas, new creative ideas. What are the causes for which battle of Plassey was fought? Now, I don't know why I'm stuck now today with Battle of Plassey, whatever it be, any other battle. So outwardly you will say, you know, because of this reason, that Lord Clive and this, that, 17 something, sorry, not 1867, 1767 or something. So now why 57, 17, 1757. Yes. So I'm pretty close, Okay. So Google Baba. So the thing is that, you will see all the, you read the books, you will see all the forces which are described because of this East India Company. Now what they are not mentioning is the real reason. And if you catch that reason, then you will forever understand all wars. What is the root reason? It is greed. Go to the root reason. Ambition. The will to dominate and control. Nobody will talk about these reasons. Now, when you understand these deeper reasons, then you will understand why wars always take place. Yet, they are turned into schools of courage. That's nature's way. Then you will understand war has nothing to do with just firing with a bullet. War is also at an economic level. Sri Aurobindo speaks about this in, you know, Ideal of Human Unity. That wars will be economic warfares now. Which country controls the money? And there are ways. Already it has started. People are controlling money in a way. Now, okay, I don't want to get into that. But it is from that, bring it out from a child's consciousness. Of course, depending on the age. Then with children, what works best is stories. Because they live in that world which is more real to them than the world we inhabit. What happens with between adults and children is, they are two different worlds. Adults are all crystallized, fossilized people. Sorry. Crystallized. Life for them has now fixed meanings. But children are not like that. Plastic, like sponge, they are absorbing everything. Child is not only seeing the words you are speaking, the child is also seeing the dress you are wearing. The child is also experiencing your smile on the face. Ask them later on, kaun sa teacher achha lagta hai? Ye wala teacher. Kyun? Sir, bade, you know, pleasant, he is so smiling. Achha, sikhate kya hai? Ye bhi to sikha rahe. This also is learning, no? To learn to smile. One single test which can tell you that you are healthy or not. So, there are many aspects, and most important is the change of exchange of consciousness which is taking place between the student and the teacher. That's why it is said so beautifully in one of the Upanishads. Somebody may remember the sloka. Ek adbhut drishya maine dekha. I saw a very marvelous, strange sight before me. What was it? The sight was Guru Yuva Shishya Vridha. Jo Guru hai, wo young hai. Aap dekhi, lekin generally you will watch how conditioning mind works. You see the TV, whenever they show gurus, they'll also big beard, little bit white hair. Why? Has knowledge got something to do with graying of hairs? Gurur Yuva Shishya Vridha. Of course, it means many things. It means Guru has a consciousness of a Yuva. What is the Yuva consciousness? Always moving forward. What is the consciousness of the old? Stuck in a knowledge system, box, that is old. Old persons, by definition, are those who don't progress further because they have this fixed idea that I know. And what they know is a fixed idea. Who is a young person at 90 says, I want to know more. There must be many other ways of understanding. So, Guru Yuva Shishya Vridha. Now you see the meaning changes. You can go to any level, more levels of meaning even in this. And then, neither is speaking, but knowledge is being transmitted. What is that knowledge? Through consciousness. Now, when we thus engage with children, are very sensitive to consciousness because they are sponges. They absorb everything from around. They don't care much how, you know, you are presenting. They will just, I still remember teachers who were so nice, you know, when so pleasant in their company, who felt very good. And they were teachers, jisko, you know, Hindi mein bolte hain, khadus, you know. You may be very good and everything, but you know, you don't really. So you are absorbing something which is negative or harmful also. So teacher should be one who is able to inspire a child. That inspiring teachers are missing completely. Why? Because to inspire a child, you have to be inspired. If you are not inspired, for you, teaching is a job, you are getting paid. See how the system, or you are part of a system. You may not be paid, but you may be part of a system. So you are conforming to a system. It's not your joy or your passion, as they say. You are no more enthusiastic about it. So you are doing a job. Okay, and a good job, because you want to be honest and nice. But there is a world of difference between being honest and nice and being really inspired. Every field, teaching, whether it be medicine. Now books make us stuck into fixed formats. Always to think out of the book, like out of the box. And that's something which you should inspire children to. And third, principally he says that they are living beings, conscious beings. This idea that you can mold them by hammering them into fixed formats. That's why there was that famous song, was it Paul McCartney? We want no education. Somebody should be able to tell me. We want no education. And they show that all, you know, children are going, this site is, I'm so happy in ashram school you don't have a uniform, you know, except for playground. Otherwise, you see all of them wearing the same dress. There is a logic behind it. This is a kind of socialism, misguided socialism. But anyways, all are wearing the same dress. And then when they go, Pink Floyd. So, not Beatles. Paul McCartney was breakaway from Beatles. So they all enter a machine, and at the end they come out like a finished product. All with tie and all. That's not what is education. To make them this, to make them that. This whole principle is rotten. To make them succeed in life, in terms of career and money. Who are we to make them this or that? This is like a product. We are treating a child like a product. So parents come and give the child to the teacher, say, finished product, we want that. We'll give you money, you give us the product. No. Teacher is trying to hammer. What is the product they want? Good earning money. He has to go to US, settle down, get a good job. So now he is training towards creating a product. We are not the makers of children. Very beautifully, Khalil Gibran says that they are like time's arrow. Your children are not your children. Whose children are they? They are God's children. What God has willed in them. Each child is unique. That's why this mass education, 35 children, you can't. Each child, where are teachers? I mean, it is amazing or to an extent shameful that they don't understand that children are different. They are not same. And how it reflects, you will see that in a typical classroom, digital also same thing. Digital it has become worse. Why? In some ways. Why? Because you give a homework. Because you have not changed yourself. So who does the homework? By the way, the old time pattern, parents do the homework. And when parents do the homework, What does the teacher say? Are, yours is very good. But a child who has genuinely said, I don't want parents to do, I will do it myself, what does the child get? Okay, you should improve. Look at the falsehood right at the base. The only child who deserved a reward because he or she took the challenge of life and said, okay, I'll do it myself, doesn't matter, gets lower grade, and another child whom parents have assisted, that child is, you know, teachers don't understand this. And some child, even if you take it that all children are doing it, now a child may not be interested in this, but may be interested in something else to bring out that uniqueness of a child. This is what is called in the Gita as Swadharma and Swabhava. This was what she wanted here when mother was asked, what is free progress system? You know what is the definition of free progress? You will see everybody explaining to you, it means, you know, when children come, they have a freedom to choose what subjects and what grades. What is the definition of free progress? Progress guided by one's own soul. In Hindi, the word for it is Swadharma. Every child is not meant to do everything. So while you must have a total understanding of everything, but each child has its own Swadharma. Some are born leaders, some are born, you know, they are interested in knowing. There are some who are excellent at having rapport and, you know, the inner commerce of life they understand very well. There are others who are excellent with their hands, others with their music, craft, teach. That's what is required. Education is not like everybody does the same thing, everybody gets a degree and at the end you see how many percentage. That's not what. So the very basis, money and success as goals of life, the very basis is false. So education should be an efflorescence, a blossoming of the divine impulsion within us. And everybody has. The beautiful part is, everybody has a place to occupy in the universal concert. Put him there, he will be wonderful. Don't put him there. Put him elsewhere. He will be the most uncomfortable person, even if you crown him. You know, I often give this example in democracy. So democracy is LCM, lowest common multiple. Like there is another which is HCF, highest common factor. Is in olden times the elite or a group decided who will be the king. Now it is LCM, the number matters. So what happens? Imagine in the game of numbers, you have a monkey who sits on the throne in a jungle where kings are dominant. What does he do? He's a king. But there will be rebellion all around. No lion is going to accept him. But he has to listen because it's democracy. See the paradox of the whole situation. He will not accept because it's a place of lions. And I'm giving an example. And second example, which is total falsity, is you see that story, Aesop's fable. Kachhua wali, sabne suni hai na? How tortoise and hare have a race, and the only race where a tortoise won. Never in life you will, please don't take it that slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady will not win the race. In all likelihood, he will opt out of that race. If he is intelligent, he will say, I am meant for something else. I don't get into this rat race because at the end I'll be the rat. The intelligent people who are slow and steady will find their way. And the foolish who are fast like the rabbit will win the race but lose themselves. They'll just multiply. So what is in real life if a tortoise is challenged by a rabbit? An intelligent tortoise will say, "Acha, we'll have three rounds. What are the three rounds? First round we'll have on the land. Okay, good. Second we'll have in the river. River. Yeah. Third is, we'll see how long each one can live in the river and the land both." That's the tortoise speciality. So each one of us has something unique. So we have to bring that out in children. So near to the far, then this whole thing, you have to bring out, educe, make them engaged by making it real and living. Education is no more real and living. It has become completely mechanical, artificial. Book education is like that. So the problem will be, what will children do when they grow up? This is one, a big fallacy. It's a complete ignorant fear. Mother answered it. So much pressure was there that, you know, give a degree and all. In ashram school, they don't have a degree. How she resisted? Because she knew ki the moment you bring in, you will bring in the government grants, you will have to ultimately end up with conforming. But look at it, that she said, no, let them blossom, they will find their path. You know, we don't trust in the divine, we don't trust in nature. Even for, often I, when people are anxiety burdened, kal kya hoga, kya hoga, kya hoga. One of the shock treatments I have couple of times used with people, taken them out of the room and said, look here, what sir, what to look? See this tree and everything, little garden in Bangalore, Command Hospital where I was working. Huh, sir. Do you know how many creatures are here? Sir, he doesn't know. How is it connected with my depression? My worry. Haan, sir. Bahut sare honge. Kya kya hai? Squirrel bhi hogi. Butterfly bhi hogi. Chidiya hogi. Ped paasa. Sab living hai. So, are they also worried how to take care of themselves? Now there is a flash. That billions of creatures in this creation are taken care of. How they are led by something called as instinct. In man, what is there? No instinct. He thinks, therefore, I have to act by reason. Yes, act by reason, but there is something equivalent to instinct which must be born in children. And that is called intuition. Till intuition is born, faith. Give them faith. So we have this hierarchy, instinct in animals. Human beings have lost that instinct. So we try to supplement it with reason. Reason is only a stopgap manager. Beyond reason is intuition. Intuitively they will feel, this is what I am meant to do. Nowadays children are having this. And they take into that field. They intuitively feel from within. But till you have intuition, faith. What is faith? Faith in your destiny. Why will you be singled out by nature and God and everybody that you are the one on whom avalanche of troubles will fall? Have faith in yourself. Have faith in destiny. Have faith in God. To awaken this faith in children. And most importantly, the urge for progress. Books. You know, when we say books, you have read these books. You have read all the books in the world. You have read the libraries. You have got very good marks. Now your education has ended. Rather, we should say, now your education begins. Now you explore this world. Come up with new things, new ideas. Look at life afresh. Forget all this. Look at life afresh. I often tell, then when I had students in my, as MD student, I would tell them that, you know, try to understand the same patient. You have read it in the book, Phenomenology, all this. Now you look at very, very impartially and you will learn new things about a patient. Try to make your own observations. And it's something beautiful. So, after you have read all this and degree, now life and education begins. And this education will continue throughout life. So, mother says the biggest gift you can give to a child is to love to learn. To love to progress. The moment you put a finish goal, it doesn't matter what system you use. You may say knowledge third year, you are finished. You have finished it. There is nothing which finishes. It is endless. Till the last days one is learning. So this love to learn, to endless thirst for progress, pursuit of perfection, these are the gifts a child should receive at the end of his what is called as conventional education. And if we can give them this, and last but most important, the conviction of truth's final victory. Through stories, through many examples. And if we can give this to a child in an atmosphere which is beautiful, classroom should be beautiful. Preferably open spaces, not crammed up little spaces. Beautiful spaces where children feel in vastness. And if we can give that to the child, then we would have done God would have done a marvelous job, because the instruments responded to that flow. Otherwise, life goes on, carries on. People get degrees, they get marks, they earn, they live, they make big houses, buy big cars, and then they die, leaving the world no better, no richer but perhaps poorer because of their success. Namaste.